Evamus number 13.
Zog de Gemara. מניין דה רייש של מיעוט המאי ומניין דה סייפה למיעוט המאי זוג בגמורה למיעוט דה רב דה רבס דיינו עם מיש בסס דווקא כסבוב נושי מפטורס מייבום וחליצה למיעוט דה רב דה רבס דת רב דה רבס דהו המחדש דת סתומו הרייס that a Ptura is from Yibum v'chalitza and the part of the Tzoro is from Yibum v'chalitza. As Tumu Arai is that Ptura is from Yibum v'chalitza and the part of the Tzoro is from Yibum v'chalitza. What a Tumu Arai is? Soito v'aylonis. So I want to be masbir a little bit. What is Soito? A Isho that is Mezane Tachas Bailo. A Isho that is Mezane Tachas Bailo. And then the husband dies. So we have to know, Be'etzem, Soito, Mitzad Atzmo, is Asura Lebailo. But when the husband dies, Be'etzem is no reason that the brothers will not have a reason to marry the Soito. What is the issue for the brothers? She's a Soito. She was Mizana Tachas Bailo. It's an issue. Asura Lebal, Asura Leboyal, Issue Soito. But that Isul Soito, when the Isha is Mizane Be'etzem, there's no reason Be'etzem should be also to the brothers. There's no reason. So Isul to the Baal. But the Chiddush of Rav and the Ravasi is that Sora Soito Asuro, two Chiddushim Zog Big More, and that's Yudalev. One Chiddush is that when a Yevomo is a Soito, Val is a Drosha Tumo Ksidbo Ke'arayas. So we say, Azevia Erve is potur meibum, she is potur meibum. Again, als klole yibum, she doesn't have to be potur. Because als klole yibum, she's a chayv elavim, she's not even a chayv elavim. She's an issur to marry the person that she was married to, and she was mezaneh. But now he died, she's marrying his brother. The person was mezaneh with someone. Nishkenei shesishta, a person, a boyer. He leaves her, she can marry his brother. This person was mezaneh with his isha, he dies. Now the brother's be'etzem could have done yibum. Now is the drosha tumo ksidbo ke'arayis, a bazunda the drosha of tumo ksidbo ke'arayis, that bazunda drosha of tumo ksidbo ke'arayis is melamedos, that not only that she cannot do yibum, she becomes like a erve. When Azevi a erve is a bitoy, cannot do yibum, she also cannot do yibum. And not only that she cannot do yibum, she patters the tzorah. So this is the chiddush of Rav. Omar Rav, it's a gemara in the Yud Aleph. Tzorah soito asuro, my time to moksiv bo ke'arayis, the pashtus is, it's a droshe. Azevi a erve is potur meyibum, the soito is potur meyibum. Azevi the erve patters the tzorah, the soito. Even that be'etzem she doesn't have an isur aner. Even that be'etzem it's a deklolim, she doesn't have to have a problem. Aber das in the aloche, tzorah soito asuro. Rav Asi is mechadesh a razo chidush. Tzoras Eilanis asuro. It's also a chidush. Why? What is Eilanis? Not a mekach toys. My brother is married to Eilanis. So I can't do yibum to the Eilanis because we have a droshe. Asher teilet prat le Eilanis. Asher teilet prat le Eilanis. I can't do yibum to the Eilanis. Say that. But I could marry the tzoro. You say no. Val asher teilet prat le Eilanis. So b'meile, she herself cannot do yibum, so she becomes a ishesach. B'meile, she becomes the erve, and while she's the erve, she can patter a tzoro. Two chidushim. So one chidush is that the soito becomes like an erve, and she patters the brothers. And another chidush that the eilanis, if the death, which is a numal ishesach, of a vala zedrosha asher teilet prat le'eilanis, so that drosha takes her out of the parsha, she becomes a ishesach, and she can patter the tzoro. These are the two chidushim of our mishnah. The Gemara. Zog the Gemara, our Mishnah is not masking to both of the Chidushim. Davke tesvov, lemi'ut et the Rav et the Ravasi. These two Chidushim taker are not nisman. Sag die Mama, Rav, Rav, Asi, Limut, Mai, Yisrael, Leda, Dodi, Chod, Limut, Tzoras, Ma'enes, Vachod, Limut, Tzoras, Ma'az, Gushos, Vilo, Yisrael, Leda, Dodi, Chod, Limut, Chavrei, Vachod, Limut, Tzoras, Ma'enes, Tzoras, Ma'az, Gushos. Sag die Gemara, Besay. So, Rav, Rav, Asi, the mission is Ma'ma, it's something else. Aber Rav, Rav, Asi, Litninu, Lemaise, you hold that these Noshim, Soito and Island is part of the Tzoras. So why the Tana doesn't write it? I mean, you can't be Cholik on the Mishnah. You said the Mishnah came to Ma'ma, it's something else. But you can't be cholik on the Mishnah. Litninu. So why the Mishnah doesn't write it? Litninu. And for the Gemara, lefi she'einon betzoras tzora. You can't write them because lesser betzoras tzora. It's no echetim tzav tzoras tzora. Why? Island is, she's the erve, so everyone is the erve on everyone. She's a ishazach. Soito is the erve, she's the erve on everyone. Every time is a bitoy, so she's the erve on me, so the tzor could marry the brother. She's an erva and me, the brother can marry the tzor. Aber soito, she's a soito. To maximo kerais. No one could marry her. No one could marry the tzor. El Ilanis. She's a ishesach. Ishesach is the erva. And ala achim. Ishesach. So Meli, you never could say, holcho tzoroso venises laochiv vemeisor kashem shetzoros bu reptoro kach tzora tzoroso. Meli, lesser be tzoras tzor. Das ist die tzor se deshmeis. Frag teisis akash. Lama zan teisis. Lefi she'einam be tzora tzor. ואם תאים על פרק תספס משכחס לו צורס צורו לעניין בויה לא ממז בו נוח אבל אז זה וזה איסור סויטו לאישו דה לזמזנה אז עשו אותו הוסבן ושיו זמזנה וזה באיסור דה בויה also is not allowed to marry her and a lady is מזנה תחס בילו he has to divorce her and he has to leave her the person that was מזנה with her even after she gets divorced from her husband is not allowed to take her We have a drosha, kishem she'asur lebal, kach asur leboya. V'meir ezek teisves, the soito, so the lady is called soito. The baal, she's a soito, and to the boyal, she's a soito. So you write that loy mashkachas, soito tu maksid bo ke'arayis. She's a erve. So you write in the case of our mishnah, in the normal case that she's married to her husband, she was mezaneh, and then the husband dies, the brothers can't do yibum, and she passes the tzoro, loy mashkachas le tzora tzoro. But in the case of the boyal, mashkachas le tzora tzoro. Shenisus loch, if the Hainu was a boyal, then she went and she married the brother. It's no problem, it's not a yibum. But Isha Acher, also Meis Bolibomim, the Pertel Tzoros from the boyal, then he had a boyal Nami to Maksim Bokei Arayis, Kmo Lina Baal. If him holcho Atzoro, and Isus loch, and Hashem, and Isha Acher, and Meis, Kishem Shei Ptura, Kach Tzoros Ptura. And Yishloi Markeim, and Legabi Baal, and Mashkach Atzor Atzoro, Ein Lenu Lehachmir, Betum and Legabi Baal, Yoisem Betum and Legabi Baal. So it says, you're right. And the case of the boyal, that she married the boyal's brother, and then the boyal brothers dies, so she's only an erva and the boyal, she's not an erva and no one else. And then the other one marries the tzora, and now he dies. So mashkachas is tzora tzora. Aber val ba de baal lo mashkachas tzora tzora, and the boyal is learned out from the baal, kishem she'asur ha le baal, kach asur ha le boyal, val lo mashkachas lo ba baal, the male has no isur by the boyal. That's the thesis. Valu mashkachas li badabal, there's no isur badabal. And this thesis needs pshat in two zach. The first the order that it needs pshat, the kerenoir of reik de kashe, kerenoir mikoyach that is poshut chelik and thesis. Rebel cholon freik de kashe. Lechura, what does thesis say? Tu moksin bo kearayis. He's saying if two maksim bo kearayis, so she could pater herself, she could pater the tzora, and she could pater the tzora's tzora. We say, no, le mashkachas lo tzora tzora, because if she's patur, and the tzora is patur, no one could marry the tzora. For it tastes about the boyal mashkachas lo. So it tastes val le mashkachas lo by the baal, so mele we don't have by the boy. Very shvei. Why le mashkachas by the baal? Technical. She's also, and all of her tzoras are also, so no brother could marry the tzora, that when he dies, you will have a tzora tzora. So it's a technical problem. Lo mashkachas lo. It's not that be'etz and mikenish. Lo mashkachas lo. It's no echetim tzor. Say no. It's taki no echetim tzor. But the boyal is echetim tzor. So but the baal is no echetim tzor. And but the boyal is echetim tzor. So what are you answering me? Valoy mashkachas by the baal, we don't say by the boyal. The baal is as oisor tzoroso v'tzor tzoroso atzof kol ha'olam. technically you can't find a echatimtze. A metzias dik you can't find a echatimtze. But not that the pshat that the baal is mufka from the ganze parsha. Lemaisa, but the baal is a halocha, she's a soito asur, a tumak sibo ke arayes, she's also the tzores, asur lo il meyat. There's no echatimtze that before all it comes to the echatimtze of tzor asur. Say no, for the echatimtze. But the boyal, mashkach aslo. So, ain't lanu lehachmu beboyal yoysa mi baal? It's the Zalman to Maksimo Karayas. Here in Metzias, you can't find the Echatimtze. Here in Metzias, you could find the Echatimtze. And then Zogman, Eilen Ulaach mi Bebal, Beboyal Yosem mi Bar. This is the first shy. We'll answer it together. The second Kasha, Antaisvas, and this is the main Kasha we're starting with. Frag the Kevet Zahores and Beis Dalet, Reb Shleime, Ale. Taisvas doesn't make sense, Lechua. Why? Taisa says, by the boyel, you write, Kashkachas lo tzora tzora. Aber ein lanu leachmu beboyel yoysa mi ba. So if ein lanu leachmu beboyel yoysa mi ba, so lo megein de echetimtze. Our isha is a soita, she was mezana with Reuven. Okay, now her husband divorced her. Now she goes and marries Shimon. So Shimon, she's allowed to marry. Shimon dies, so Reuven can't do Yibu. Not to her, not to the tzora. Aber Levi could do Yibu. So Levi marries the tzora. Now when Levi dies, Reuven wants to marry the Tzora Tzora. We tell him he could. Why? Because Einach Hanami, the Soito Pater the Tzora, aber we only say one, but we don't say that the Tzora Pater is weiter. Because Einlanu Leach mi Bebal, Yeisel mi Beboya. Fregt Reb Shleim, Beseda. Aber lamm ich gach in der Chetimtze. The lady, we call her Rochel, was Mezana with Reuven. She married, okay, husband divorced her. She went, she married Shimon. Now Shimon dies, so Reuven can't do Yibum to Rachel, and not to Leah, not to the Tzor. So Levi makes the Yibum to Leah. Now Levi dies, so we say, that Leah, that Tzor doesn't part to the Tzor. Ke'ein lanu le'achmi bebal, yoyser mi beboyal. Beboyal yoyser mi bebal. But this Tzor already became Eish Esach, right? This Leah was married to Shimon. And Reuven didn't have a heter to do Yibum. When she was married to Shimon, Reuven had a heter to do Yibum to the Tzora? No. So the Tzora became Eish Esach sheyesh lo banim. Now Levi married her. When Levi dies, you write that al soito. You don't have a mocker to say Tzora Tzora. But this Tzora is Eish Esach. If this Tzora is Eish Esach, let this Eish Esach to part of vayter the Tzora. Why the Einach Hanami is no mocker for Tzora Tzora, aber als Eish Esach it could pater weiter. Na Einach Hanami not als Tzora Tzora Soito. Aber the Maisa, the Tzora is Eish Esach. The Tzora of the Soito is Potter. We learn out, as they did by the Baal, the Erve paters the Tzora, the Soito paters the Tzora, by the Baal, the Tzora also paters the Tzora. The Soito also paters the Tzora. Now this Tzora is Eish Esach. So why the Tzora doesn't pater weiter? I don't need a Yalfusa. Be'etzem, this kasha brings us back to Rab Kivei Eger's kasha. And I want to be mazmur the Dvorim Brurim, and also the Yosaitis and Yevomes, to Kedai, to Arbetin of them, to Matur, to have it klor, as we can gain Gans Yevomes klor. What is Rab Kivei Eger's kasha? We know the Erve patas the Tzoro, and the Tzoro patas the Tzoro, and the Tzoro patas the Tzoro, we have droshes. Frank them give a hege, why I need droshes? The Erve part is the Tzoro. Yeah. After the Erve part of the Tzoro is Eish Esach on a heteribu. Now the other brother marries her. When he dies, I have Eish Esach on a heteribu. Let that Eish Esach to part of weiter. I only need one pasuk. Erve part is the Tzoro. When I know the Erve part is the Tzoro, so the man, when the other brother marries the Tzora and he dies, the Tzora is already Eish Esach. And who says Eish Esach paters? Eish Esach Yishlo, by Lomar we have, Eish Esach Minayim, we have Eish Esach paters the Tzora. So why we know that Eish Esach paters the Tzora? So Frank Rab Kivei Eger, so why I need a pasuk that the Erve paters the Tzora and a pasuk that the Tzora paters the Tzora? After the Erve paters the Tzora, then the Tzora became Eish Esach. If the Tzora became Eish Esach, that Eish Esach could bite the weiter. This is Rav Kivei Eger's kasha. And the Gemara says, I need a pasuk, I need a svore. that the kashem and mokim erbe kaime, that the erbe can ask the tzora could write. For sure the tzora could ask a vaita. For sure the tzora could ask a vaita. Why any the posuk? This is Rav Kiva Eger's kasha. And Baruch will see, even Rav Kiva Eger, when a frek the kasha, he doesn't ask stam the kasha. He's mitzayin apol mekoymes. He's mitzayin apol mekoymes from where he asks the kasha. Lam again can say. But be'etzem the kasha is, the tzor is a ishesach on a heter yibum. And a ishesach could patel tzor. A ishesach could patel tzor. The soito patels the tzor. Finish. I mean, now the tzor is a ishesach. Then a ishesach to patel the tzor. But I'm asking the soito patel the tzor. The tzor is the ishesach. Let the ishesach to patel. Forget about soito. She's the ishesach. And the ishesach will patel vayda. The soito patel the tzor. Finish. It doesn't go vayda. Now this tzor is a normal ishesach. Ishesach on a eteribu. Now my brother marries the ishesach and he dies, so the ishesach patels vayda. This is Rav Kiva Eger's kasha. Why I need a pasuk and tzora tzora after the elder, the bitoy patel the tzora? Dainu. My brother is married to Rachel Veleah. Rachel is a bitoy. She patels Leah. The other brother marries Leah. Is a pasuk that Leah patels vayda. Leah is the ishesach. When I say we state in the Mishnah that she's ochiv meimoy, she's ochiv meimoy patels. Is it actually a boy or my patterns? This is Rav Kiva Eger's kasha. And we'll mention, Rav Kiva Eger mentions three places to miyasad his kasha. We'll mention the first place that he mentions. Islandis! Says, what is Tzoras Islandis? Rav Ravasi. Ravasi holds in Tzoras Islandis. My brother dies, he has a wife. She's an Islandis. I can't do Yibu. Asher Telet Pratla Islandis. I can't do Yibu. So I don't do Yibu. She's an Islandist. I don't do Yibu. If I don't do Yibu, so the Ishesach comes back. If I don't do Yibu, the Ishesach comes back. The halacha is, the Islandist patterns the Tzor. What patterns the Tzor? Ishesach. I can't do Yibu. She's an Islandist. So Asher Taylor. So she's an Ishesach. So she patterns the Tzor. So we see Ishesach could pattern the Tzor. We see a ishesach could patter the tzor. If we see that the ishesach could patter the tzor, if we see that the ishesach could patter the tzor, why? She's a ishesach on a heter yibum. She patters the tzor. So every tzor is a yevomer on a heter yibum. So the first mashal Rav Kiva Eger brings is ayin lekamon yudbeis. He also brings a Rashi in Chesam Yudbeis. Then the Rashi, Rashi also there says the same word in Rebbe. Atzor atzor, we know Rashi says mefush. She came when she atzor asur mishum eshesach. When she falls again, the eshesach patters the tzor. But the gemara that Rav Kiva Eger brings is islandis that patters the tzor. And it brings another raya from Daf Lamed Beis. We'll get to that raya about. Zok Reb Shloim Haiman Ayesoit. I want to miyasa the yesoit to make it klor. To miyasa the val first Rav Kiva Eger's kasha. And then we'll go back to our tesis. Zog Reb Shleim Haiman Azeh. Erve, we know, Arayes Patur Meibu. We learn out from Oleo, from Litzroy. We know that Erve is Patur Meibu. Maybe Erve Leitzichekro, but after the Pasuk, we know that Erve is a Stir Leibu. We know, that's the Aloche. Erve is a Stir Leibu. What is the Pshat Erve is a Stir Leibu? Erve and Yibum don't go together. It doesn't stick. It doesn't catch. Erve is a stir le Yibum. So wide that Erve is a stir le Yibum, that Rabbi Kiva holds that Chayvelavim are also Erve. We don't pass like Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds that it's a mamzer from Chayvelavim. Any kiddushin teifsim be Chayvelavim. Lefi Rabbi Kiva, even an Eser Decheleis Aseh, or be Chayvelavim also be potu me Yibum. Because the Erve is a stir le Yibum. Erve is a stir leibum. Erve is such a stir leibum. You potu mi yibum. You potu mi chalitze. Erve is a stir leibum. Erve patas de tzora. Erve is a stir leibum. That's the Yisoid. Erve is a stir le yibum. 15 noshim, poitrash tzoroseyem, v'tzoros tzoroseyem, min achalitzer, min ha'yibum, ad sof kol ha'ilom. Erve is a stir le yibum. Zog kem shleim ha'ayman hazeh. Erve is a stir le yibum. It's one erve that is not a stir le yibum. Eishes och, eishes ach. Forget eishes yach. We do yibum with eishes ach. That in a normal erve and a bitoy, when you want to stick issues to the bitoy, it doesn't stick. The erve you can't catch. Issues doesn't catch the erve. Yibum doesn't catch the erve. It doesn't catch. Erve and yibum is a stire. See, get this together. One erve is not a stire le yibum. One erve is not a stire le yibum. Eishesach. Eishesach, you need yibum to do eishesach. You need eishesach to do yibum. Eishesach is not a stire le yibum. We could say more from that. Eishesach vil yibum. But I don't need to say it so stark yet. Even when Eishesach stops to want. But he's not a stira to yibum. Fakat Eishesach is the matzav that dil yibum comes. Yibum sticks to Eishesach. As they gave us. As they kiddushin only catch on the isha. Can't shmach on a kiddushin with a man. Kiddushin is with a isha. The isha is a mitzvah for kiddushin. Eishesach is the mitzvah for yibum. It's not even that she's Eishesach mimacht yibum. This is yibum. This connection with Eishesach does the chavtze from yibum. Yibum is erve from Eishesach is not a stira to yibum. Erve from Eishesach is fakel. It wants yibum. It's oimed li yibum. It's not a stira li yibum. I mean, zot Reb Shleime, one more step weiter. We ask that the step very close. He says, Lemoshu. We'll take Lemoshu, he says. You have a Meuberes. Meuberes, we know, if the blood is Bar Kayome, Meuberes, if the blood is Bar Kayome, you can't do Yibum. And if you do Yibum, you chayev Eishesach. Rabbi Yochanan Bar Ishlokish, if the blood is Bar Kayome, as a Mefurash in Mishneh, you either chiyuv Koras. Ein avlad poiter ad sheyetze la'avir ha'olam. So you have a Yevamah that is a Meuberes. You have a Yevamah that is a Meuberes. You do Bia, you chayev Koras. Although she's not Potur at sheyetze la'avir ha'olam. So you look at this Yevamah now. You're not Potur at sheyetze la'avir ha'olam. You're not Potur at sheyetze la'avir ha'olam. But if you do Bia, you chayev Koras. So she's a Eishesach. If she's a Eishesach that you chayev Koras, so the fact that she's chayev Koras will make her Oysa Yevamah. As David Island is patters the Tzorah, because it's Eishesach. As David Bito, he patters herself because she's a Erve. If every Erve is a Stira Le Yibum, so every Mu'beres, that you can't do Yibum because she's Mu'beres, the Vlad is Bar Kayomo, if you do a Bia, you Chayev Kores, so you're right, Ein HaVlad Poiter Ad Sheyetze La'avir Ha'olam. So why the fact that Yichayev Kores doesn't patter her from Yibum v'chalitza? The Teretz says, so what if I'm Chayev Kores? Chayev Kores is a very big Aveire. Kores is a very big Aveire. But I need an Erve to mafkia Yibum. This Erve is the right color. This is the Erve that is good for Yibum. You know, it's no mitzvah in Chayev Kores. It's no mitzvah. Mu'beres is no mitzvah. Iron is no mitzvah, the Vlad is Bar Kayome, no mitzvah to do Yibu. But to mafkia the shame Yevomo, to pattern me, it's not enough that there's no mitzvah. No mitzvah, I will not get a schar, I will get a aveira if I will do a beer. But the aveira is not the one that stops the Yibum. What stops the Yibum, what makes the disconnection finish, and stops it, and patterns the tzorah, and stops the whole matzv, is the Erve Sheboy. Eishesach is nishken erve le yibum. Eishesach fits with yibum. Here is no mitzvah. You will get a chorus. But it's not a stira to yibum. This is the reason Mu'beres. Zog Reb Shloime, he will be masbir a shtickle more. We know chai ve'lavim ve'ese is no mitzvah yibum. Because ein ese doicha loisese ve'ese. So chai ve'lavim ve'ese is no mitzvah yibum. Kler the Mishnah Lemelech. If there's no mitzvah yibum and chayv elavim ve'ese, if you do a beer, you chayv kores or not? Chai ve'lavim ve'ese is no mitzvah sibur. Im bo'alu lo ikonu. Because ein ese deicha lo isa sabese. So if you do a beer, you chai v'isu reishisach or not. As I declare the Mishnah Melech b'shem Ma'ari Galante. Mishnah Melech has a tzad that you chai v'koros. We'll see later, it's Rishonim that you chai v'koros. It's a rosh that you chai v'koros. But the Mishnah Melech says that you chai v'koros. Frank the world, if you chai v'koros, so she's a reishisach. If she's a reishisach, let her to patter the tzorah. I don't mispatter the tzorah, yes. Why? Asher teilet, she's a reishisach. Why she's a reishisach? She patters the tzorah. Chai v'lavim v'eser, we say, is no mitzvah. If there's no mitzvah, the Eishesach comes back. If the Eishesach comes back, let the Eishesach do part of the Tzorah. As I freak the world, as I freak the Teis HaRosh. Zogt Reb Shleime, Eishesach is not an Erve. Erve patters the Tzorah. Not Chai v'Krisus patter the Tzorah. Not Chai v'Krisus ha-Mafkiya de Parche. Erve is Mafkiya de Parche. She's not an Erve. If she's not an Erve, there's no Afkoya in the parsha. Chayev Kores, yeah. So the Yesoid of Reb Shleim, first the Yesoid. The Yesoid of Reb Shleim is what is Mafkiya Yibum is an Erve. Arayis is an Erve. Mafkiya, Patras, Meibum, Michalitza, the Tzoro. Not the Kores Sheboy, the Erve Sheboy. And forget, Lefi Rabbi Akiva and Aftes, Erve on a Kores also Patras, Meibum, Michalitza. I don't know. This is Yesoid Aleph, Reb Chaim ruft us Eishesach min Nefila Zu. We'll see later, that's in Mamash Nekavonah from Reb Chaim or Nish. But that's the Yesoid. Eishesach is Nish can stir le Yibum. For sure, we said Aleph Molde, Eishesach will Yibum, El Shreit Yibum. But on them afilu. It's not that only El Shreit Yibum, El will Yibum. Eishesach is not El will Yibum. Forget, of them get Yibum. Of them get Yibum. It's not a stir of the Yibum. Erve is a stira leibum. Eishesach is nishkin stira leibum. Even when you're not doing the mitzvah, it doesn't become a stira leibum. Even when I don't have a mitzvah, chai v'lavim v'ese, I don't have a mitzvah of yibum, but it's not a stira leibum. Eishesach, not a stira leibum. Mu'beres, there's no mitzvah. Oh, but Eishesach is not a stira leibum. So the mu'beres doesn't get out of the parsha. The mu'beres is not mufka from the parsha. If this is glad, we can go to the next step. Zog Reb Shleime Haiman. If this is the Havone, Reb Kiveger's Kashe Poshu doesn't start. The Erve patters the Tzor. The Erve is out. She's so bad. She's a stira. The Havone can't do Yibum. She patters the Tzor. Now the Tzor is Poshu. My brother marries the Tzor. He dies. So we say, On Psukim, Lemaise, she's a Yishesach. Let him inside the Erve of the Eishesach to patter her Tzorah. Eishesach is not a stira to Yibum. Eishesach is not an Erve. About it, my brother, I can't do Yibum to the Tzorah. There's no mitzvah there. It was Nesro Shoachas, Nesro Elomis. I can't do a mitzvah Yibum to the Tzorah. She was a Tzorah's Erve. I can't do a mitzvah anymore. She's Mufka. I'm not allowed to do the mitzvah. But I want, without a Pasuk, that her fact will patter the Tzorah. I want, without a Pasuk, that her Metzias will patter the Tzorah. Why? Because she's an Erve Alei. What is an Erve Eishesach? Eishesach is not an Erve in the Parsha of Yibum. Eishesach is not a Stira to Yibum. How the Tzorah will patter the Tzorah? The Bitter patted the Tzorah. The Bitter was bad. Erve patted the Tzorah. Now the Tzorah, my brother married the Tzorah and he dies. So let the Tzorah to patter the Tzorah on Psukim. Why? What Erve she is? Eishesach. Eishesach is Nishkin Stira to Yibum. Eishesach is nishken erve leibum. Eishesach is nishken erve leibum. Bemele, I need a posuk and tzoras tzoro. On a posuk is no tzad of Eishesach will patter. And we see aloha lemaise. Mu'beres has a Eishesach and it doesn't patter. Chai ve'lavim ve'ese have a Eishesach and it doesn't patter. Aminu? We'll go weiter. You will ask me a shaila, a mefurish and mishneh, eshes ochiv me'imoy paters, eshes ochiv me'imoy could pater a tzora, eshes ochiv me'imoy is a erve, it's a andere erve, eshes ochiv me'imoy. Eshes ach min ha'av is nishken erve le'ibu. Eshes ach min ha'av is nishken erve le'ibu. Shelo ba'ilom ha'yoso, ki yesh vohachim yachdov. Yachdov is nishken stira le'ibum. Eishes ach von Yachdov is nishken stira le'ibum. Not from Yachdov is a kind of... No. When you live together, it's a kind of kesher. That eishes ach sh'oya ba'ilomoy is eishes ach that is not a erve le'ibum. Eishes ach sh'loya ba'ilomoy is your erve le'ibum. I mean, look. I'm a sadder. Even the Rebbe Rav Kiva Eiger, when he stole this kasha, he didn't bring a raya from eishes achiv me'imoy. And he didn't bring a raya from Shoy Hayabari Lamoy. He knows Arshtik of Beirut. He knows that there's no Shaykhis. That Eshesach is not an Erbe Le'ibu. Shoy Hayabari Lamoy is a different Eshesach. Eshesach Shiyash Labani. Eshesach Minayam is a different Eshesach. Rab Kiveger also knows this Shtikl Teire. Vos geht Rab Kiveger and fragt yo. A minute. Vos geht Rab Kiveger? And Rab Kiveger leaves the Mishneh. He doesn't bring a raya from Eishes Ochiv Shloi Boi Lomoi. He doesn't bring a raya from Eishes Ochiv Me'imoi. Rab Kiveger goes and brings a raya from Eilonis. Eilonis is a peladike zach. My brother dies, he has a wife. I can't do Yibum asher teilet prat le Eilonis. I can't do Yibum to her. And the Mishnah says that while she's a Eishes Ach, she's already a erve and she could pater the tzoro. What erve she is? Eishesach. Eishesach is nishken erve. This is what Rav Kiveger went to bring a raya that is right. Rav Kiveger knows the problem. Rav Kiveger is fraking after what we're saying. Fraked Rav Kiveger, but I found. From Gantz Yevomis, he found one. He didn't bring us Shalai Boi Lomoi. He didn't bring us all the Nesres. Oh, this he knows. This he knows that it's Eishesach. This is not in the parsha. He's asking, but Eilonis is a numal eshesach, a numal yevamo that doesn't have a heter, and even so, you call her erve to yibum to part of the tzora. So why the tzora also can have that shem eshesach? What is the difference asher teilet prat le Eilonis that makes her eshesach that could part of the tzora? What is the difference her to the Eilonis? As they have given a gestalt as kasha. Of them, zogt Reb Shleim, Eilonis is different. Asher teilet prat le Eilonis. So it's like one man the Omer holds like Eilonis doesn't part of the Tzoro. And it could be this will be the Pshat in the other man the Omer. We'll see in the Ches. So now machlekes if Eilonis part of the Tzoro or not. What if the Tzad that it doesn't part of? We'll see. It's not so poshut. Why it doesn't part of? Shleim Moke Mitzvah. There's different reasons in the Rishonim. Could be this will be one of the reasons. Eishesach? Eishesach is not a problem. But now we're going with the mandoma that it patters the tzor. We're going with the mandoma that it patters the tzor. The mandoma that holds that it patters the tzor. Why take it patters the tzor? The tenets is Eilonis. Val asher teilet prat le Eilonis. Azah sort isho that is not in the parsha of Yibum. By Huda Yishesach is your ervedike Yishesach. I know we'll have to be masmered more. But first, that's in the Tzura Sadvor. So let me again, first the Hersh Techelik. So the Hersh Techelik is Reb Shleim's Yesoid. Eishesach is Nishken Erve Le'ibu. Only when there's a real Afkoes, Shaloi Boi Lomoi. Eilonis, the Bechefze Mufka. But when they're not Bechefze Mufka, Bechefze, they're inside. The lady is a good lady. The Matzev is a good Matzev. Punk is a Tzura Selve. Zaitik. Tzura Selve is Zaitik. She's with a friend. Shlomo says, if the tzara will disappear, she will be okay. So she's in a good matzit. Eilonis, she's not in a good position. Shalei Boi Lomoi, she's not in the right position. So she's a Shiesh Lebomim. She's a Erve Le'ibu. A tzara's Erva, she's a normal Eshesach with all of the things that you need for Yibu. She's in the right set. She's the right Erva. Just boom, the tzara disturbs it. Move away the tzara, she will be okay. She's like Chaim Elavim. She's like Mu'beres. Move away, she'll be okay. The Eishes Ach is in a good matzah. Azai Eishes Ach cannot pater a tzor. Azai shesach is nishken erve leibum. Azai shesach is yoimed leibum. Azai shesach that is yoimed leibum. V'meile cannot patur atzor. V'meile I need a pasuk and tzor atzor. Das in the teretz of Rabbi Kiveige. Mu'beres, the shesach doesn't patur. Shesach min afil azu. Chavelanim v'eser, they have a shesach. But it doesn't patur the tzor. So nishken erve. Tzor atzor, without the pasuk, you write as Eish Esach. Eish Esach is not a stira to part of the other one. So nishken erve leibu. Aber azay, Zogt Reb Shloime, we have a teretz to the kasha that we asked. We asked, Tzora Tzorito, but the boyel, Ein Echenami is no posuk and Tzora Tzoro. Aber after we know that the Tzoro is also because she's a Tzora Tzorito, so she got Eish Esach. What was the kasha of Reb Shloime and Reb Elchonon? Now that she's Eish Esach, you write that there's no parsha of Tzora Tzorito. If Tzora Tzoro and Tzorito, aber she's Eish Esach, let Eish Esach to pato weiter. Let Eish Esach to pato weiter. The teretz is, Eish Esach doesn't pato. Eish Esach doesn't pato. Posh the teretz. Bashkofa Rishoyna, the teretz from Reb Shloime is a glatter teretz. Bashkofa Rishoyna, the teretz of Reb Shloime is a glatter teretz. Reb Kiveiger is meyushev lehafli. Tesis is meyushev lehafli. Bashkofa Rishoyna is a glatter teretz. I mean, obviously, the glatter teretz stays. Nein, this chelik in the teretz is glat. That the shesach is not an erva to pater, but mele it's a glat teretz. It's a glat teretz. See this way. But, I want to go to the next step. Even if it's a glat teretz, we have a problem with it. Why? It's a glat teretz if the kasha that we bothered is Rav Kiva Eger's kasha. Why I need a pasuk and tzoras tzoro after the tzoras eish esach? Let that eish esach to pater weiter. The Teretz is the eish esach cannot pater. Why the eish esach cannot pater? Shesach is nishken erve, even if it's a chorus. So nishken erve, even when it's out. So nishken erve, it can't pater. Alanis is different. Rashi in Dafches, Alibi the Rebbe, after Miyashevit. It's a shame the Teretz of Rav Kiva Eger's kash. But it doesn't help us here, Lechur. Why it doesn't help us here, Lechur? It helps us if we want to know why you need a pasuk and tzoras tzor. The Teretz is, you need a pasuk and tzoras tzor. Eish Esach cannot be a erva leibum. But after HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that tzoras tzor is potu, what steht in the Gzeiras HaKosuv that tzore does pater the tzor? What state in the Gzeiras HaKosuv that Tzorah goes and does pater the Tzorah? What state in the Gzeiras HaKosuv? So we could say, no, abazudera aloche, that the Erve asks the Tzorah so much that the Tzorah can go weiter and weiter and weiter, and as a mashman tastes that base. That is a chidush, sha Erve isarto kol kach, that it goes weiter and weiter till it patters the Tzorah. You could learn like that. That the gather is that the Erve asks the Tzorah and the Tzorah asks the Tzorah. It goes weiter and weiter. That's Kenzai. And then we can't have a kash. And then we can't have a kash. Be'etzem, the Shesach is not an Erve Leibu. The Tzoro, Erve asks the Tzoro, we said it for us Yosef, the Tzoro becomes a new shame bitoy, a new shame Tzoras Erve, and that new shame bitoy, that new shame that the Tzoro has, that part is the Tzoro. And when the Tzoro gets a shame bitoy, the Poras Yosef says, Yichayev Shtayim, and that part is weiter. We'll learn like that, so we have a teretz of Rav Kiva Eger's kasha, and everything is miyushim, and we could stick to Reb Shloime. But in Lashonis Rashi and the Mishnah, the whole time is mashma, that the gedder from Tzoras Tzoro is that the Erve asks the Tzoro, Rashi says in the Mishnah, and the Tzoro becomes the Eish Esach, and the Eish Esach patters the Tzoro. As they state in Rashi, Kishem Shetzoras Bitoy Ptur, Rashi in the Mishnah. Kishem shetzoras bito ipturo shenesro olo. Rashi daf beis amud beis. 20 lines from the bottom. Kishem shetzoras bito ipturo shenesro olo mishas nefilas ochiv. Ve'arei olov keishas achshi yesh lebonim ve'asur oi lomis. Kach tzoros. Mashma from Rashi all of all. The erve asks the tzoro. Especially Rashi learns poitrois. Rashi doesn't learn oisres. Rashi daf gimel amud aleph. And the breite shuras. Rashi said the same bezach. and now she has a ishesach, and pashas the ishesach asks the tzorah. So you're right, why I need a pasuk? Because the ishesach is not enough for Elvin. But l'chura, after the gzeras hakosuv, the gather of the gzeras hakosuv is that the Elvin makes the ishesach to be an Elvin dike ishesach. The haidu. Muberes, no. Island is taken, no. Oh, but the getter from the erve from Tzoras erve is that the erve makes the ishesach to be an erve dike ishesach. No, the aside is that ishesach cannot patter. Muberes, the ishesach doesn't patter. Chayvelavim, it doesn't patter. This is the aside of Reb Shlomo. Now we made a misvore. Tzora doesn't patter the next tzora because ishesach cannot patter. You need a pasuk to patter. On a pasuk, it doesn't work. So you need a pasuk. But what state in the Gzeras HaKosuv? So you could say, Lefi Taisvus Oisres, the Gzeras HaKosuv is that the Tzor becomes like a mini bitoy, a psashtiku bitoy asa, Paras Yosef says, Yichayev Shtayim, Skirov says, Shem Tzor HaSelbe, and that Tzor asks weiter, and she also becomes a bitoy, and weiter a bitoy, and weiter a chis isho, as they are with Tzor HaTzor. Lefi them, we're sticking to Reb Shtayim until the end. And Rashi is mashma, is poitres, not Oisres. The Tzor in the end doesn't get become a bitoy. The tzor is only a shesach. Rashi says poitru, it's not oisres. The tzor is only a shesach. So how the tzor take patters weiter? Because lemaisa lemaskone, the shesach goes, and the shesach patters weiter. Right? If we don't learn oisres, we learn poitres. So the erve patters the tzor. After the erve patters the tzor, what happens when the erve patters the tzor? The tzor becomes a shesach. Now what patters the tzor tzor? What patterns the Tzorah's Tzorah? It's not, the Tzorah doesn't have a Oisra, she has a Poitres. She has a Ishesach. So the Gzeras HaKosuv will say that even the Be'etzem Ishesach cannot patter weiter, even the Ishesach cannot patter weiter, but the Gzeras HaKosuv is mechadesh that the Erve could answer the Tzorah so stark and it could make the Ishesach out of the Parsha, mamish like an island is, mamish like Shiloh Boy Lomoy, and it could make it so out that now the Ishesach is a Erve Dikei Ishesach. This is the way to learn Rashi Lechura. That Reb Shlomo is right, Lule. Reb Shlomo is right, Lule, a posuk, Ishesach is not a Erve. And we stay with the Yisoy that Ishesach is not a Erve. Dainu, be Mu'uberes, the Ishesach is not a Erve. Be Island, be Chayveladin, the Ishesach is not a Erve. Aber in Tzoras Erve, the Gedder von Tzoras Erve, after the Gzeras HaKosuv will be, that the Tzora becomes like Eishesach, Erve Dike Eishesach, and this is the reason she patterns. If this will be the Havone, and Rashi, so comes back the Kasha of Tesis. So now that I know that the Soito could answer the Tzora, so now that I know that the Soito answers the Tzora, you're right that I don't have a pasuk in Tzoras Tzorah, but after I know that the Erve asks the Tzorah, so now the Tzorah is the Ishesach. So why the Ishesach doesn't patter weiter? No, the pasuk is halfway. If the Chiddush after Tzoras Tzorah I learn, what is the Gedder when the Erve asks the Tzorah? The Gedder of the Erve to ask the Tzorah is that the Erve makes the Tzorah out, and it makes the Ishesach kiilo Ishesach sheyesh lebonim, mamish like an island is, that that Ishesach could patter. Also needs a pshat, how it works exactly. But it doesn't mean the gather in the pasuk. If this is the gather of the pasuk, this is the way it works, so after I know that Soito patters, so b'mele, lama mesakim the kasha. So nochamo. We have one kasha we didn't understand. What is the tzushtel baal boyel? One zach we didn't understand pshat and tesis. We have to answer the kerenayas kasha. Then we asked, even Einich and Abi, we don't have a pasuk in Tzorah Tzorah, but the Tzorah is a Ishesach. Let the Ishesach to patter. Rab Kiva Eichas Kasha. So we answer that the Ishesach is Nishken Erva to patter. Mu'uberes, Chayvel Avim, it's not an Erva to patter. We said, yeah, but it's a good Eteretz, but even Kloni. But if Le Maskone after the Gzeres HaKosuv, the Chidush is, that the Gedder, that the Erva asks the Tzorah, that the Ishesach is Yor with the Gishesach. As is Yor with the Gishesach, the Tzorah. If this is the Gedder in Rashi, so maybe Taiz doesn't hold like Rashi, but if this is the Gedder, so kum tzurik the kasha. So now that I know that the Tzora Soito is also, so now she's a Ishesach, so let it to patter. Maybe we could answer. But there's another kasha here. So basically we're holding the Baal in two kashas. One kasha is, what is the Tzushtel Baal and Boyer?
One of the Zustel Baal and Boyer. Baal is a Hinsach, Boyer is a Zweite Sach. One of the Scheichers. Second Kash is, why the Tzorah doesn't ask him a Dinesh Sach? We try to answer. Other Yod and it. As a third Chedek. I want to tell of this, but this is a very wichtig in the Kude to the Ikar Advor. We're going back to Rab Kiva Eger's Kasha. Let me get back to Rab Kiva Eger's Kasha. Rab Kiva Eger asked the Kasha, let every Tzorah Tzorah to be potu midin Tzorah Seish Asach. Why I need a Pasuk and Tzorah Tzorah? Val the Tzorah is also, she's Eish Asach. Let Eish Asach to part of the Tzorah. This is Rab Kiva Eger's Kasha. Let Eish Asach to part of the Tzorah. Why I need a pasuk? We answer, Eshesach is nishken erve leibu. Eshesach is nishken erve leibu. Erve leibu patos de tzora. Eshesach vorai muberes, vorai chai velavim. Eshesach is nishken erve leibu. Why Eshesach is nishken erve leibu? Vemele it doesn't patos. Vemele it doesn't patos. We say Rab Kiva Eger also knows this. So Rab Kiva Eger is moisik. He brings a raya from Eilenis. Eilenis, Asher Teilet Prat Le Eilenis, and her Eishesach, Pat is the Tzorah. That's in a raya from Rab Kiva Eger. Eilenis. Eilenis, she's Eishesach, and she Pat is the Tzorah. So we see that Eishesach could Pat the Tzorah. This is one raya from Rab Kiva Eger. I want to go into the second raya from Rab Kiva Eger, and to be Masbir Klor, the second Raya from Rab Kiva Eger. Is a tasteless in Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Let me Masbir das Baal Pe first. What's the state in tasteless Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph? State as it. The Gemara says, my brother, I have a brother, he has a wife. I went and I married her sister. Achois Isha. I'm allowed to, right? My brother has married Rochel. I went and I married Leah. Now I'm asking you a shaila. Before my brother dies, my brother is married to Rochel. I went and I married Leah. Now my brother is living yet. I go and I do a bia to my brother's wife. What aveira I'm over? Eishes ish. Eishes ach. And achis ish. Zog di gemara no. Ein isu chalal isu. So Eishes Ish and Eishes Ach are Chal Bevasachas. Eishes Ish and Eishes Ach is Chal Bevasachas. Aber Achis Ish is Natcha. How be Achis Ish? Ein Isu Chal Alis. Say it. So it's not Natcha. If it's Natcha, so she's only Eishes Ach, right? So when she dies, I could do Yibum. If she dies, I could do Yibu. If she dies, I could do Yibu. If she dies, I could do Yibu. Why not? She's only Eishesach. If she's only Eishesach, I could do Yibu. Well, Eishesish, every time is a Yibam is Eishesish. Every time when my brother dies, why I could do Yibu? Why I could do Yibu? Why I could do Yibum every time? What? What boil? I didn't boil her. My brother is married to Achois Isha. My brother is married to Achois Isha. Now my brother dies. I could do Yibum or not? I was not Mizan. I asked if Bechayim or Mizan, Velch Yisra will have. I could do Yibum or not? Well, I could do Yibum or not? It's not Achois Isha. Ein Yisru Chalal Yisru. It's not Achois Isha. What? Zog the Gemara is a problem. If I could do Yibum, so the Eishesach goes off. If the Eishesach goes off, the Achis Isha will come back. So I have a problem to do Yibum. Zog the Gemara, how I will do Yibum? If I, the Mele, I can't do Yibum. Isu Achis Isha mitle tole vekoi. If you take off the Eishesach, the Achis Isha will come. So lemaisa, what happens? So she's not mutar leibu. So she stays the eishesach, and the achis isha never comes. While she's not mutar leibu, so the eishesach stays, so the achis isha never comes. Maskim or not? Again, Be'etzim Shizei Shesach, Tachos Isho Ken Bichal. If Tachos Isho Ken Bichal, if Tachos Isho Ken Bichal, so B'melech I could do Yibum. Now the Teretz is, if I could do Yibum, Tachos Isho Bichal. So B'melech Zog Digmor, it's Mitle Tole Vekoi. So L'mai said, Eish Shesach doesn't go off. Because if he will go off, it will be Achos Isho, and it will be no heter. So Lemaisa today, if I will do beer, Velcha Avera I will have? Only Eish Esach, not Achos Isho. Right? What Avera I will have? She's not Achos Isho. Ein Yisrach al Elisu. Just if you will take off the Eish Esach, because you say it's not Achos Isho, so the Achos Isho Bichal. So while the Achos Isho Bichal, so there's no reason to do Yibum. So the Eish Esach stays. Zog the Gemara, so what is the matzav? The Eish Esach doesn't go off, and the Achos Isho is not chal. Zog Tosfos, she patters the tzora or she doesn't patter the tzora? She could patter the tzora or not, this lady. How she will patter the tzora? The Achos Isho was never there. She was never a tzora of Achos Isho. Zog Tosfos, no, the Eish Esach could patter the tzora. While the Eish Esach stays, so the Eish Esach patters the tzora. You write that the Achos Isho doesn't go off. The Achos Isho doesn't come. Lama zan tesis lamed beitim ud alef, the bottom tesis. Lama zan innovating. Open side, lamed beitim ud alef. This is the only interesting. You see good as tesis, you have, Rav Kiveger knew everything what we said today, and this is the reason he bring this tesis. Look, lamed beitim ud alef, dibur amaschi lo ipoka. The afal gav de lo ichayil isur Achos Isho, so lechure, why the tzoro be yosu? Asuro nami atzoro leibume. You're not allowed to meyamim the tzoro. Why are you not allowed to meyamim the tzoro? Kevon, de loipoka isur eish esach, val de eish esach doesn't go off. Why the eish esach doesn't go off? The eish esach doesn't go off because if it will go off, it will come. So the mele doesn't go off. So while the Eish Esach doesn't go off, Kmo Aylin is the Yisaret Tzorosa. So it says, while the Eish Esach doesn't go off, while the Eish Esach doesn't go off, because if it will go off, the Achos Isho will come, so now she's the Eish Esach. Who said the Eish Esach could patter a Tzora? Who said the Eish Esach could patter a Tzora? So it says, you see an Aylin is. Aylin is also the Eish Esach patters a Tzora. So Tesis means the Raya from Eilem is that the Eish Esach could patter a Tzor. Zog Rav Kiveger, so we see Eish Esach could patter a Tzor. Velch Eish Esach? Eish Esach that became potur because Erve. So we see that the Erve when patter the Isho, even that the Eish Esach Be'etzim is in the Parsha, even that the Eish Esach is in the Parsha, that Eish Esach is the erbe leibum to patter the tzora? So what's the thesis? When I have a shesach, velch a shesach, a numul yevama that be'etzim has a shesach, just if you will have a heter leibum, the shesach will be also. So maybe now it's also. So what is the erbe a shesach? So state that every isha that is potum mitzad erbe, she becomes a shesach. If every isha that becomes potum mitzad yibum erve is eish esach, so she could patter the tzor. So kum tzori kam kibayegas kash. So every tzor has erve. Now she's eish esach. Let eish esach to patter the tzor. Let eish esach to patter the tzor. What we answer? No. Island is under a zach. Shlo bo ilomoy. Aber tzor has erve. Be'etzen the lady is a good lady. It's not think a problem. She's a tzor has erve. A zaiti kesibe stops her. A bechutz in the zaiti kesibe, be'etzim she's in the parsha. That's what we said. Be'etzim she's in the parsha. A zaiti kesach stops her. Shteit in Tesfes, that even if it's a zaiti kesach like a erve, the Eish Esach comes back, and that Eish Esach is enough to patter a tzor. And that Eish Esach is enough to patter a tzor. As I shteit in Tesfes. If that Eish Esach is enough to patter the tzoro, kum tzorik, Rav Kiveger's kasha, Kum zurück, Rabbi Kiva Heger's Kasha. We'll answer it, but again, Rabbi Kiva Heger, from Gantz Yevames, when he wanted to be asked in his Kasha, he knew where to ask. I didn't taste his lemon base. I see there's a Rabbi Kiva Heger, that a Shesach, that becomes a Shesach because he's a Erve, is enough a Shesach to pater a Tzora. The Mele, why I need a Pasuk and Tzora Tzora? Why I need a Pasuk and Tzora Tzora? L'chura de Shesach is a Erve. Nothing about Rabbi Kiva Heger's Kasha. We're in the middle, but we'll have to stop.
Is this Eishasach? It's a potter. Why is this Eishasach? Why is this Eishasach?
Why is this Eishasach?
Why is this Eishasach? Why is this Eishasach? Why is this Eishasach? Why is this Eishasach? Why is this Eishasach? Why is this Eishasach? Why is this Eishasach? Why is this Eishasach? Why is this Eishasach? Why is this Eishasach? Why is this Eishasach? Why is this Eishasach? Why is this Eishasach? Why is this Eishasach? Why is this Eishasach? Why is this Eishasach? Why is this Eishasach? Why is this Eishasach? Why is this Eishasach? Why is this Eishasach? Why is this Eishasach? Why is this Eishasach? Why is this Eishasach? Why is this Eishasach? Why is this Eishasach? Why is this Eishasach? Why is this Eishasach? Why is this Eishasach? Why is this Eishasach? Why is this Eishasach? Why is this Eishasach? Why is this Eishasach? Why is this Eishasach? Why is this Eishasach? Why is this Eishasach? Why is this